What kind of things do people often lose in public places? Oftentimes, objects can slip out of people's pockets when making use of public benches. These tend to be small, yet vitally important items, such as wallets, phones, and house keys. Occasionally, though, much larger items can be lost, though this is commonly due to the intervention of thieves. For example, a person can secure their bicycle on a bike rack, only to return later and find that the lock has been cut and their bike is missing. Though everyone has the right to public spaces, this can sometimes prove to be just as much as a risk as a privilege. Why do some people lose things more often than other people? A lot of the reasons why some people are more forgetful than others can be boiled down to a matter of individual disposition. Some people are highly organized and adhere to patterns to ensure that they have all their belongings on them before leaving a place. For example, they might check their pockets or bag for items such as their wallet, keys, and phone before deciding on moving from one place to another. Others, however, may be more absent-minded. They might be too distracted by their own thoughts to have the presence of mind in realizing that they have left something behind. Subsequently, it is highly dependent on the individual person's character whether or not they frequently lose things. What can people do to avoid losing things? There are many small strategies one can employ in order to avoid losing things. It helps to establish consistent patterns of behavior. If one gets into the habit of searching through their pockets to check for essential items each time they are considering leaving a location, then the likelihood of unknowingly leaving behind belongings is far lower. Aside from adjusting one's behavior, it is also possible to simply keep important objects in a place they are less likely to be lost in. For instance, in a bag one seldom removes. As these techniques become more and more normalized in daily life, the frequency of losing items is greatly reduced. Not only is this just generally convenient, but financially sensible, as money no longer has to be spent in replacing lost items. What are some different ways people can try to find something they have lost? Though there is no definitive method a person can employ in locating something lost, everybody would appear to have their own favorite technique to this effect. By far, the most common piece of advice in finding lost items is to think back to where one can remember last having it in their possession. If one succeeds in returning to this location, half the time the lost object will be there waiting for them. If this fails, then one should check in places that the item should typically be, such as on tables or in drawers. The longer one searches for something lost, the greater are their chances of retrieving it. How useful is it to offer a reward for finding a lost object? In offering a reward for lost property, one will ideally encourage more people to be on the lookout for said item. This can have the effect of tracking down lost objects sooner than they would have been found otherwise. However, there exist also a number of drawbacks in advertising a reward. The potential of financial gain runs the risk that some people will attempt to claim the reward without actually having found the item. It is important to carefully weigh the pros and cons of offering financial compensation in this respect. Why do people sometimes make a lot of effort to find something they have lost? Occasionally, people will lose an item of greater value than usual. This could be because the object in question is of significant financial worth, or that it has a certain sentimental value to its owner. In such cases, it is common for a person to exert much more effort than is typical in attempting to recover said item. If the item is expensive, the reasoning might be that the owner would not be able to afford a replacement in the event that it remains lost. For an item of sentimental value, its loss is generally emotionally distressing for the owner, and so locating it once again is beneficial for one's mental health.